Blog Talk Radio.
I can't breathe, and I can't breathe. Don't you want to go to the top? Can't breathe. Niggas, the world, my wrist is a beat.
I've been thinking. Like I said, you know, on our opening season show, that I got so much to talk about, y'all. It's crazy. Like I can't single it down to just one topic. Because the world we live in now, it's like we're lost in a sense. In a lot of areas we're lacking as people. We don't care about others' time. We don't care about others' feelings. Low-key has become a selfish world. And we literally have lost ourselves. So my question for you, some self-evaluation, is the last time we talked about time, we still on that. How do you manage your time? Amongst other things, a lot of people say family is important to them, kids, making sure home's taken care of, and that's something that I've definitely heard all through my life. Is that charity starts at home. So if home's not in order, I can't expect for everything else to be in order. Y'all hit me up, please. 563-999-3783 is the number to call. Y'all know what it is. It's another episode of The Chris Carter Show. We'll be right back.
I'm so loving my hood. What you want, no gift for me. You know, we all saw it. You see, I'm taking.
Special guest coming through. For sure, for sure. April the 6th. Mind, body, and spirit. We can take what we have and apply it to everyday life. When we sit back and actually think about where we've come from, you have no choice but to be excited, because it's only going up from here, right? Every project that you have, that you're working on, all of the businesses that you have, that you're working on, it may seem like you're at a dead end, but keep on working. Keep on putting in that work. And watch and see what I tell you. Your hard work ain't got no choice but to, right? Your hard work ain't got no choice but to pay off. at the end of the day, if your grind is 100%, then there's no reason why you should not succeed. What are you doing wrong to where at the end of whatever you're doing, you feel like it's not completed? So just take a step back, analyze the situation, and build on what you have. Let's go into our first segment. Our first segment is how and why. How and why. How did I get here? Why am I here? 563-999-3783 is the number to call. Y'all already know what it is. We'll be right back.
He claiming the game, but he not in it. They're breaking back in with the fine. He told you to rap with a line. He got some new jewels, he pressing his eyes. Praying to God, he gon' die in it. Let me take him out to the bed, don't wanna know. Don't you remind me. No, I try to stay low, but I shine so bright. So it be hard not to find me. Diamonds up in there running, no dispatch a regular time fee. Compression order, don't cost you a quarter. And this will be the time beside me. God forbid, if somebody try me, I'm turning this shit to a crime scene. Grab the cig and put up the kids, the minute they go in your arms slam. And then I'll jump in the switch on the side when none of the same, the bell ring. Bleed on drumming just cause on my cover, cause you never sing what I sing. I walk in the bit with my gun out. You don't know what I know, ain't seen what I seen. What the fuck they be talking about? Damn, she stick on the bag and went on this bitch to clock out. Pull the infinite out of my drawers, she thought I was pulling my cock out. If you touch one of us, we bust you. Look at the shit, get shot down. You know one of us, I do not trust you then, especially not now. Young nigga come through spinning and swinging shit, it's an outside playground. Super much playground, we gone, 85 no bound. Yeah, sir, sneak open, we about to feel like finish. We shook up the trenches, moving the tenders, let's do trapping limits. It's a handout fences, I stack it up, double up spinach. When the rats are skinny, I can make some squeeze a minute. When the rats are skinny, I can make some squeeze a minute. When the rats are skinny, I can make some squeeze a minute. When the rats are skinny, I can make some squeeze a minute. When the rats are skinny, I can make some squeeze a minute. Talk out of school, kick down the dope, I sit down there with two kids. Come out the dealing the practice for Lord. I feel them, they spit up, don't go back and forth. I got a stick, they be take down a horse. That's about 50 little grip like a court. You get your stick, get you put in the morgue. Everybody match up with basketball court. The whole M up my thumb was stuck. Just look at the bitch and I know I'm a score. 200 cash with a mag in my drawer. I'm pulling straight like I played a guitar. Like I match, we ready for war. So trap up, we petty, we spend every day with them cut up and shit. I spread a little letters, he took to the medic. My money comes steady, somebody die, only way I can get it. I heard your money was shit. We on the burn, we're hundreds of millions. They took off your top and I took out my center. Piece in the bar, I got more than a million. Ends in the bank, I don't care about a bill. Straight with the gang, we dying, we drillin'. We crash, we finish. I'm on my bag and I'm when the rats are skinny. I can make some squeeze a minute. When the rats are skinny, I can make some squeeze a minute. When the rats are skinny, I can make some squeeze a minute. When the rats are skinny, I can make some squeeze a minute. When the rats are skinny, I can make some squeeze a minute. When the rats are skinny, I can make some squeeze a minute. When the rats are skinny, I can make some squeeze a minute. When the rats are skinny, I can make some squeeze a minute.
Remember when I used to use your pills to hit the road, hit the horn, make them big boy sales? Remember
remember when you had the green things meal, went back and still was trying not to have a green things meal fest. Was all be moving up, populated for money. I don't know nothing. I can you can still walk to the Coney. I'm no convention. My body can't go for birds in the Coney. Any further questions, you can take that up with the lawyer. My nigga, paper, J Money, Rainbow, Long Price, Jake, Joe, Jake, Ray, they before school. I told a half off. How you think I wore a best dress when I was court? And had to pay lawyers coming in and out of court. Hey, why not? Maybe you ain't get a blessing. We made it out Kentucky after all that happened. After the free drugs, after the status, after the get-back statements, after the castle, hey, Jay, you're ridiculous. Ain't it a blessing? The majors are the last member of the neighborhood. After Michigan State, after Harper, when our man told her up to the band, they took those. You ain't broke, bitch, put the money on your chest. I'll break mine, knock your mouth down, pick her up, knock her back down, pull her tracks out. Yes, I slap girl, yes, I slap dog, yes, I slap mom. Yes, I'm the type of pussy that you'd be at. Yes, I got cases on the road with them killers, bro. Tell me about snitches. If you snitch, I'm gonna kill you. I'm not a time on the road. Them gorillas, and I let niggas off me for being silly. I'm not gonna get wet for a nigga. Cause I do it better, plus I'm doing better than niggas. I'm at home when I'm down there.
What's going on, Chris?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. It's an original family member in the house.
What's going on, man? How's everything going?
Everything is going extremely well, my G. How are you? Welcome back.
Oh yeah, it's good. It's good to be back, man. It's great. It's great. They've been what so many years, man?
It's been a long time, my G. It's been a long, long time.
Yes, yes. It's truly honored to be back, man. It's great to be back, man.
Right. Because you are an original. You were there from the get-go. And we back,
yes,
man.
Go ahead.
We here to update the family on how everything's been with us over the last 10 years. So you, my friend, are a married man.
Yes, that's true.
A beautiful family.
3 years coming. 3 years coming up in April. 3 years coming up in April.
3 years in April, huh? 3 years in April. I couldn't even make it through one, man. So my question would be like what's the secret, man?
I mean, there's really no secret to the marriage, man. I mean, you know, every marriage is gonna have their ups and downs. I mean, you know, it's gonna be the good, the bad, the ugly. And you know that, you know, everything's not perfect. No, nothing's really perfect in this world but God. And you know, I'm not the perfect man. I'm not, we all have our flaws here and there. But, you know, we have to get to overcome those things. And I think the best thing I learned through my marriage, and my wife can back me up on this because she always stays on top of me on this, is communication. And I'm not the best person when it comes to communication most of the time, but I'm getting better with it. And it doesn't happen overnight. Most people think things happen overnight. And, you know, again, still work in progress for me, man. I can truly say that I don't regret my marriage. I don't regret nothing. Because I always have this motto, I don't regret things that happen in life. Everything comes with a learning experience behind those things. And I love my wife. I love the family that I have. I love everything that we have done together and to continue on doing for each other for the future to come. So to say that the secret, man, I mean, honestly, man, the secret is to just go every day, day by day. And sometimes I don't really express that as much to my wife like I should be doing, but and like I said, she knows I love her. I know she loves me. We have a great, wonderful daughter together. She just makes our day all the time. So I really would say that the secret is just being there, you know, just being there as a whole. And for anybody out there that's thinking about getting married or are married, just know that it's not going to be an easy road. No, nobody can say that marriage will be easy. Nobody said that at all. You have to real deal, like, put the work and effort in. And like I said, for me, like, I'm not perfect. Like I said, there's been flaws, there's been errors and all those things like that, but we're still here. We're still here. And a lot of marriages fall or fail within the first 2 or 3 years. Some marriages don't even make it to 5 years because of lack of communication, lack of this, lack of that. So you really have to actually be there. And like I said, I'm still learning, man. Like I said, I'm still learning
right,
to this
right,
day.
Right, because I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's all about learning. You have to learn every single day. Learn how to be a better husband. Learn how to be a better father, a brother, a son, a coworker, because everything actually just goes into a circle. Like you wear different hats all the time.
Facts,
like,
all day.
It was time that I was wearing a hat. You know, we used to work at the mothership. I was wearing a hat being a sales associate. Then I moved to being working in the juvenile for the past 4 years, now doing case management. And then before all of that, I was president of my organization in college. I was an RA in college. I was speaking on this panel. I was speaking on that panel. So you wear different hats, and it all comes with a learning experience. So when it comes to full circle now to marriage, it's the same thing, man. You have to wear a hat all the time, nonstop. And I don't want people to understand, whoever listens in on this, man. Yes, it's going to come to the moment where you have to change those hats around. And it also comes to the moment that you got to step back and say, hey, you got to take that one hat off and put your husband hat on, or put your father hat on, or put your son hat on, because you're so deep into the one position that you're so molded into that you got to take it off. So that's the message I can say, man. The past 10 years for me has been great. It's been good, bad, ugly, man. I lost some people. I gained some people. I gained a family. Lost some family members, man. But this past 10 years, man, it's been a journey, man. And I'm looking for the next 10 more years for me. So that's pretty much what I can say, man. It's so much I can talk about and say. So like I said, I know there's no script.
You already know. I'm glad you
unless
came.
You had
we had those scripts.
No script. It's unscripted, exclusive content here on the Chris Carter Show. 563-999-3783 is the number to call. An original family member has graced us with his presence. And that's the whole point of this revamp is to, you know, let everybody know how we doing, because people been asking about us. So, I'm glad we're back out here. I'm glad
The funny thing is, I recently just I'm taking a break right now from a lot of social media aspects, because I'm doing it as a personal thing, but like to me, you can talk on a personal about that, but to people out there, just know that your boy doing good. I'm doing great. You may see him every once in a while on the show, because I'm always going to come back and support my guy. But I'm doing all right, y'all. I'm doing all right. You can see me if you see me in town. Hey, how you doing? But, you know, I'm just pretty much just staying low, man. I'm just, you know, taking care of me, doing me, trying to get my beautiful house together, you know, get everything together around here. And you know, just living life, man. So, yeah, I'm still here. You know, I'm still on. You know, but you may not see me as much. But
I hear that, and I appreciate it. Sometimes we do gotta, you know, take a step back and revamp. That's what I was saying before. You know, before you call is, you know, how and why. How are we going to continue to press forward? And why are we going to press forward?
And you know what? I can answer that for the people. The reason why you have to revamp and push forward, number one, mental health. Mental health plays a serious part. And in this job that I'm doing, but actually the job is the career itself I've been doing, mental health plays a huge part. And we as Black men, As a community, we don't talk about mental health at all, because when people think of mental health in the Black community, we're psycho, we're crazy, we're schizophrenic, we're bipolar. No, it don't really have to be none of those things, because sometimes you just get to those moments and say, man, what am I doing or what I should be doing that make me feel the way I am right now? So you really have to take that step back and, like, look at yourself. What made you happy? What made you feel good? What made you do all these things that you wasn't doing before? So mental health plays up. So when you take that, okay, what's drawing me down? What's bringing me down? Who made me feel sad? Who made me feel depressed? Who made me not even want to be around people? you take those things and you eliminate them. Now, in the process of that, it's going to be hard because when you're so used to being around these people or so used to being around these things, it's hard to break that social norm. Because once you get accustomed to it, it's hard to break that cycle. But you can break that cycle by really just cutting yourself off piece by piece by piece by piece, everything. That means Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. Those pretty much are like the main things that we as human beings use on a day-to-day basis. So once you start cutting those things out, it's going to be tough at first, but at the end of the day, it's going to benefit you. And I say for me that it's a struggle, but hey, I'm working on it because I have not once been on social media, and this is like day three for me. So I recently just started doing this, and I'm trying to get back to reading books, man. Most people don't know this. I used to read books heavy a lot in college and a little bit after college, and then I just stopped. So I'm trying to get back into reading books, man. I'm already like about to order like 4 or 5 books right now, and I got one book at home I need to actually finish reading right now. So,
and then if I could throw in a promo, nine questions to ask God. I know y'all been looking for it, but ladies and gentlemen, when it hits the shelves, 9 questions to ask God. That's my first book. It is really, it's like literally right there. And then I got some other projects, books that are great, self-help books amongst other books, great reads that are coming out. Coop, you made some great points. So what resources?
I want a copy of that first book.
Oh, you got it. What resources are out there for people to deal with mental health?
Man, well, like I said, I'm a case manager through Saginaw Star Electrical Services, by the way. And, you know, I work out in Bay City. But we do have a headquarters in Saginaw. So Google Saginaw Star Electrical Services, man. And, you know, there's a crisis line, you know, if people want help. I know the crisis line for Bay City, if you have any Bay City viewers, phone number is 989-895-2300. That is Bay Area Neck Behavioral Health. So if you guys are need our help or need to talk to somebody or need services, you know, call that number. They will set you guys up. Who knows? Hey, you may have me as a case manager. You may have one of my coworkers case manager. I would say that the team that I have right now is like we're the best, man. We are the best. And like, you know, it's I have so many stories, but I can't say, you know, why, because of HIPAA laws and other things, but I helped a lot of people, man, since working this job. And I recently just started working this job back in July of last year. So to see people struggle and, you know, help people get out those struggles, man, because of mental health and all the other stuff, things like, it hits home. And it has a special place in my heart because once I help that person, they succeed to their goals that they're trying to achieve. It's like, man, hey, I help that person cheating or I help that person get that thing. And then there's going to be some hard times that you don't help people all the time because they don't want to do the help or don't want to put in the legwork in. So it's like, man, it's draining you. So now you're dealing with your own issues on top of work because it's mentally draining you now. So, again, if people need the help or need a therapist or need psychiatrist or, you know, whatever the case is, please reach out. Not even the Saginaw Star Electrical. You can go to the Saginaw Community Health. You can go to List Services or Health Source. Any places out there and here in Saginaw, Bay City, Midland, or Flint, reach out, man. If there's nothing wrong with reaching out. Now, a lot of people say that, especially in the Black cult community, there's nothing wrong asking for help. There's nothing wrong about that at all. Like, we are so, when I say us as a human being, as society, as Black people, we are so afraid to ask for help. Like, if I know something's wrong, I'm going to ask for help. Or I'm going to seek it myself. And people, and no, don't let people label you. If people want to label you, let them label you. That's fine. You know what's up with you. You know what you're going through. You know what you're dealing with. So don't let people's words or feelings get the best of you. And I had that the hard way, man. Like, Chris, if you knew, like, we knew each other growing up, man. It was things that were said to us growing up as kids. And now that it really took a toll on us, but we really did overcome those things. Or we just ignored them, not say, you know, okay, hey, that's how you feel about me, that's how you feel. It was a time in my life
that,
and to this day, I'm sometimes numb to a lot of things now. So if you want to talk about me, you want to do things, that's fine, okay, that's cool, but I'm numb to it. But thank you, though, for telling me how you really feel about me. Or thank you for expressing how you feel, because I know who I am as a person at the end of the day. I know what I'm dealing with. I know what I'm struggling. I know my strong points. I know all these things. So don't expect that I'm going to, your words are going to hurt me or offend me, because they're not. And like I said, Chris, me and you have been growing up since we were kids, man. We seen things. We heard things. People said things about us, and we just didn't let it bother us, man. Look where we at to this day.
Not at all, bro. Not at all. That's facts all day.
Still here.
Still here. Let me pay the bills. April
the
6th.
Brother.
At 6 o'clock, mind, body, and spirit. It's crazy how the Chris Carter Show works, because we're already getting into that topic with the mental health discussion that me and Cooper are having right now. Mind, body, and spirit, April the 6th at 6 p.m. I have a special guest for us coming through. So y'all are real deal. Be on the lookout for that. And then I just found out, Coop, we broke ground in Brazil.
Shout out to our listeners
in Brazil. Shout out to our listeners and everywhere. I mean, we have literally broke worldwide platform here.
Man, that's great, man. Shout out to Brazil, man. Shout out to people in Brazil, man, that are listening, man. Now, you guys, hey, I'm happy. I'm just like a truly honored, man, to be on the show. And people always say, man, it's a reason why people are put in the position and put in places for a reason. And for me to be on this show to express and to say all these things, man, it was a reason. And I told you from the beginning, like, hey, man, I'm going to be back on the show, man, because just be on the show is like, it's a wow. Like, you don't know who is listening that you going to touch.
Right,
oh, man,
right.
You remember the start of the show, man? Man, you missed the episode they was talking about on this and that and the third, man. Check out the Chris Carter show, man. So, again, man,
out the Chris Carter show, because, like I told y'all, the family is here and they're excited. It's been a long time coming and change is here. I'm super excited now, Coop. You just made my night. You just made the show.
Oh, man. No, you made the show, man. This is all about you, brother. Like, this show is about you, man, bringing it back, man. 10 years, man, and we back at it.
We definitely back at it, and we want every little piece of smoke that's out there, right, Coop?
We want all the smoke.
We want it all. We want all the smoke. Great music, great vibes coming through. Test the Mic Part 2. I mean, I'm just overwhelmed, y'all. Like, I'm just overwhelmed. It's so much that we have to talk about. And that was my problem. Like we could talk about so much on here, because
right.
In the last 10 years, so much has happened that it's hard to explain. Like, I'm getting tongued over what we can talk about for this new season, and this ain't gonna be our final season. We coming harder, we coming better, we coming with a whole bunch of new music, local artists. I'm just overwhelmed. A lot of people want to return. I want to thank Karan. I want to thank you, old friend, good friend, great guy, family oriented. Keep your head up, man. We out here. It's just one thing, and y'all always know what I say, you know. Keep God first.
Oh, yeah.
Keep God first. We always go preach that. No matter what is happening, we got to keep God first in everything that we do. It's the Chris Carter Show. Karan, thank you so much.
I appreciate it, man, but thank you.
You will be back.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Say the name, time and place, man. You know I'll be there. I feel big. Not
Anytime. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a great show. I don't have nothing else to say. Before Wayne take us out, Coop, you got anything else you want to say?
Hey, man, again, y'all, shout out to Chris Carter, the Chris Carter Show, man. 10 years strong. We back. We back at it again, y'all. And for real, though, if y'all ever need some help, man, you know, reach out, get that help you need, man. Definitely get the help out y'all need for real.
Definitely, definitely get mental help going into that. Make sure y'all catch us April the 6th at 6 o'clock. Mind, body, and spirit. It's the Chris Carter Show. Wayne, take us out.
Cause I'm a murder, why I kill over even you. Man, I got some hate on me cause I'm hot in the sun. Got spring hate on me cause I ain't never sprung winter. Hate on me cause I'm colder than y'all. And I would never fall. I'm being hated by the season. So y'all hating for no reason. Who's in and out the bank. Why y'all always been on the same flush? So I can go down the drain quick. 2 words you never hear. Wayne quit. Cause Wayne will win and they lose. I call them April babies cause they fools. And when they snooze, beat up like a parabolic duck, a parabolic shit. Parallel park, and a red yellow thing, old school Atlanta hump, like I'm from Pineapple. But I'm a Pineapple, now all my blood springs cuckoo and tattoo. I know my rules, and I play it well, and I wear it well on my Libra scale. Suck up this cup to leave it. Yeah. And I can help you around the world.